Step number three, practicing listening and questioning skills. The intention of negotiating is to find out as much as you can about the other person. The more intelligence that we have on the other person's perspective of the world, the higher the probability we are going to get the outcome that we want. And it's the outcome that is really the most important thing. When we talk about listening skills, I watch and observe many people in business, and there's some barriers to effective listening. And I'm just going to talk about some of the barriers. I find people mind reading in business. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we can actually think a lot quicker than what we can speak. So rather than actually listening to the content of what is being said, a lot of people are trying to speed up the conversation and end up finishing off what somebody else is saying. It can be quite irritating for the other person. Secondly, a second barrier to listening is sidestepping, where you know that if something is really important to you and you want to discuss it, and the other person, instead of listening, is always bringing the conversation around to what they want to talk about, you do pick up that sense that they are not listening, and you start really getting the feeling that what you're saying is not important to them. That undermines that second step that they've taken in trying to build rapport with you, doesn't it? And the third is what I'm going to call as the Mrs. Bouquet syndrome, where instead of listening, they're trying to upscore you. So if you've been working for a company for a year, they've been there 2 years. If you've been to Florida once, they've been there 10 times. If you've got a house with 4 rooms, they've got one with 5. You know who these people are, I'm sure. So listening is not just about hearing. Most people I've come across think they're great listeners because they can remember what the other person said. But most of the energy goes into creating the response, the reply. And what I'd like you to think about in this process of influencing and negotiating is that listening now needs to go up to a higher level. Listening with the intention of seeking understanding about their perspective and what is driving their motivation to come to that conclusion. And if we are really going to seek understanding, then from listening, we need to balance up with some really fantastic questions. And the questions need to be linked to the ultimate outcome that we're trying to get to at the end of this conversation. So listening, how does somebody know when you're really listening? How do you know when somebody's listening to you? Well, they're probably giving you sufficient eye contact. Their body language is engaged in such a way that tells you that they're really interested in what you're saying. And also, when somebody's really listening, they tend to encourage you to find out more about you. So this is where the listening skills come in. One very powerful technique to let the other person know how important they are to you is the technique of paraphrasing. So paraphrasing, where you can hear, you can listen, you can remember, and you can say back to them exactly what they've said to you in their own words. And what the subconscious mind does is register that you are talking their language. You are just like them. You are on their wavelength. You really understand them. So I encourage you to practice this technique of paraphrasing. Now on the questions are really useful tools. And in this third step, we're trying to gather intelligence about the other person. So we want them to open up. And therefore, the questions have got to be open questions. Any subject in the world, you can keep the other person engaged and talking by simply asking where, what, why, when, how, and who. So you don't need to know anything about the subject matter. It could be brain surgery, it could be looking after guinea pigs, it could be a profit and loss account. So where is this and who is involved and why is it important and when is it significant to do this and who's involved and what are the outcomes that you're looking for? So really good. And it takes the pressure off you as well to keep the conversation flowing. Another example is where you've got somebody else who will not shut up. You may know some people who go on and on and on. And questioning techniques can be used to bring the conversation to a close so you can move on to the next step of talking about the outcome that you would like to have. So closed questions, a technique for closing a conversation is to summarize a couple of options and say to them, I hear what you're saying. I know that X is important. So is it X or is it Y that you would like to choose today? For example, in a meeting, if you're trying to close up a meeting, we're given the perception of choice and we say to our meeting delegates, would you like to finish at 4 o'clock or 4:15? So you're in control, you're closing down that conversation, but you're giving people the perception that they are in control by giving them choice. So close questions with a this or a that option.